This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Michelle from Puyallup is. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
And Michelle, by any chance, did you catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I did not.
Oh.
That's okay. Don't feel bad.
It's a very level playing field, yes. Steve, but in order to start the game, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
There it is. For those playing at home, Michelle has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Michelle?
I am. Let's go.
When did the War of 1812 begin?
1812?
It did. How many cups are in a quart?
How many what?
Cups are in a quart.
Five?
No.
Six?
No.
Seven.
No. Caviar traditionally comes from what ancient fish?
A snail?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
In the movie Lilo and Stitch, what West Coast U.S. city does Stitch build and destroy in his bedroom?
Pass.
In what Scandinavian country was the first ice hotel built?
Pass.
How many strings does a standard mandolin have?
Seven?
No.
Eight?
Yes. In what decade was fiberglass invented?
50s?
No.
60s?
No.
70s?
No. Over what ocean did Amelia Earhart disappear?
Pacific?
Yes. Which novel by Michael Crichton was a best-selling paperback in 1993?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Well, Michelle, you got 3 correct. There were some tough ones on
that's
there.
Embarrassing.
No, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Steve has been known to make some big mistakes playing this game, so anything can happen. He's back in the room.
There's a big echo on my phone.
Oh!
He's repeating 3 times.
Oh, excuses, I see. I don't know.
Well, Steve is in the house, but the question is, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
When did the War of 1812 begin?
The War, 1812?
Yes. How many cups are in a quart?
How many cups? 4.
Yes. Oh. Caviar traditionally comes from what ancient fish?
A tuna?
No.
A flounder?
No.
A blow?
No. In the movie Lilo and Stitch, what West Coast U.S. city does Stitch build and destroy in his bedroom?
Let's go to Los Angeles.
No.
Seattle?
No.
Portland?
No. Hmm. What in what Scandinavian country was the first ice hotel built?
Sweden?
Yes.
Nice.
How many strings does a standard mandolin have?
5?
No.
8?
Yes. In what decade was fiberglass invented?
Oh, 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn
Over
it.
What ocean did Amelia Earhart disappear?
The Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. Which novel by Michael Crichton was a best-selling paperback in 1993?
Jurassic Park?
Yes. In math, what is the cube root of 27?
3.
Yes. And with time on the clock,
look at me.
Steve Migs, you got, I'm going to do the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a victory. 7-3. Sorry, Michelle.
That's all right.
Next time.
Have a great day.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
I think I try harder when I know someone's from Puyallup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The fear of them walking the streets of my hometown thinking that someone out there is beating me.
Oh, yeah, with those bragging rights?
Can't
no
live
chance.
With that. No.
Well, neither of you knew that the ancient fish where you typically get caviar from is the sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
And in Lilo and Stitch, Stitch builds and destroys San Francisco.
Ah.
And the decade in which fiberglass was invented, the 1930s.
Huh.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'm going the wrong direction. I was like, oh, maybe it was the 80s? And okay, 30s.
So if you want to check out our latest and greatest threads in the Rock Shop, we have the I Beat Migs shirt. And Steve, you have a friend who's an artist, and he made you look like a Dog Man character.
Yes, so shout out to my buddy Chris Dahl, who created it. He's done a lot of artwork for us here at KSW, and this one is definitely one of our faves.
He did a very fantastic job.
Get it at the Rock Shop at KSW.com.
206-803-ROCK. If you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, we would like for you to call in now. If you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Aerosmith. Phil Robertson, known as the Duck Dynasty Patriarch, has passed away. He was 79 years old. The family said that he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in December, and then he had this blood condition that had been getting worse. But before he passed away, Phil did this interview, and he was mentioning how when he did pass away, he didn't want anybody to be sad.
When I die, don't cry.
Phil has an announcement.
Dance, sing, but don't cry when I die.
Yeah, I feel like that's hard. That's easy to say when your family's definitely mourning the loss of a guy who was well-loved by so many.
So many people were into Duck Dynasty, and he lived this crazy life.
Insane life.
Some of the things that happened in his life seem completely unbelievable. So we pulled together some Phil Robertson stories from Duck Dynasty. Some are completely true, and some are completely made up. We're calling it Ducked or Get Ducked. And we have Ryan from Mount Vernon on the horn, who is a Duck Dynasty fanatic. Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ryan, big fan of Duck Dynasty, huh?
I've been a longtime fan of Duck Dynasty for so long.
Okay, so some of these maybe you'll be able to figure out because you're such a fan of the show, but maybe some of these you'll be surprised about as well. So we're going to read a fact about Phil Robertson, sadly no longer with us. You have to let us know if you think it's true or not. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, first one, true or not? Duck or get ducked. Phil Robertson turned down the NFL because duck season overlapped with football season.
Ooh, that's a hard one to answer because I got an echo.
I wonder why people are having an echo. Is there something going on with our phones?
There must be. We need Jason in here to fix it.
Yeah, okay. Now it's that. I was wondering why everyone's moving a little bit slower on a Monday. Okay, so hopefully you made sense of what I said. Phil Robertson turned down an opportunity to play in the NFL. Is that true or false?
Okay.
So you think that's true?
If you could repeat that'd be great.
All right, Phil Robertson turned down a chance to play in the NFL. Was that true or false? Because it overlapped with football duck season. All right, you know what? We'll just have to play with Taryn.
All right.
Yes, because what do you think?
I'm going to say false.
False. You would be wrong. Actually, he was a starting quarterback at Louisiana Tech back in the 60s. And he was playing with Terry Bradshaw, who went on to win 4 Super Bowls, all that kind of stuff. But Phil wasn't interested because he didn't want it to interfere with duck hunting season. He said, I'm going to fish, hunt, and make duck calls. And I think maybe he made the right call.
I mean, anybody who has a family member or a friend that is into duck hunting season has been through this exact thing in some form.
All right, Taryn, duck or get ducked.
Okay.
He once baptized a guy in a swamp using an old crawfish boil cooler.
True.
You're right.
He
ended up becoming a preacher, and he performed baptisms in bayous, rivers, even swamps. And I guess he shared this on his podcast where he once baptized a man in a crawfish cooler filled with water because he didn't have the proper tub. I mean, that makes for a great story.
I love that.
All right, how about this one? Phil was once banned from Bass Pro Shops for trying to get a duck into the store.
I'm going to say false.
You are correct. Sounds like something he would do, but that didn't happen.
That did not happen.
All right. How about this one? Let's find a good one here. Phil once lived in the woods with no electricity, hunted for dinner daily, and skinned animals in the yard.
I'm going to say true.
That is true. I guess before he became the big guy that he ended up becoming, he lived in a shed with no heat, no running water, no electricity. He lived in isolation with his family for years. And then once he built the business, then, of course, things went to turn out to be pretty awesome. I don't think he needed to live in a shelter anymore.
That's a pretty big come up there.
All right, one more. He once had a bronze statue of himself and a duck in his living room.
Yes, I'll say true.
You are wrong.
Oh!
That's the end of this.
The Daily Mix Show.
The University of Maryland is dealing with some backlash after Kermit the Frog was their commencement speaker. And one woman went on a complete rant about it, saying that it's insulting. So many have shared their thoughts on this, and that means we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The University of Maryland is dealing with a bit of backlash because they made a choice to have Kermit the Frog as their commencement speaker.
You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown on, what's actually turned out to be a pretty beautiful evening.
So people were not super stoked about it, including Riley Gaines, who's a conservative commentator in the political activism world. This was the rant.
Imagine being a 22-year-old student who is graduating with your degree in aerospace engineering and a frog.
Okay, I can't imagine that because that just requires too much intelligence. What are you talking about,
I'd
lady?
I'd never be there in the first place.
If you're talking about imagine being a 22-year-old student majoring in mass communications, yes, yeah. I could do that.
Aerospace engineering and a frog from the Muppets is on stage telling you to stay connected with your people. I mean, you can't even make this up. Instead of honoring entrepreneurs or veterans or innovators, they picked Kermit the Frog.
I mean, what are we getting worked up about?
It must have been a slow news day. I don't know.
It just seems like sometimes when you have, like people talk about fake outrage and this. I feel like this is a great example of that. Like, is it really bothering you that much that you're that upset?
Well, it turns out that Riley
Green.
She has
more to say. She's not done.
We have students who are drowning in debt, who are struggling to find jobs, and universities are handing the mic to puppets. Like a real puppet. It's unserious. It's out of touch. And frankly, it's insulting.
I was very insulted by it, too. Also insulted that you're calling it a puppet, not a Muppet, because it's a Muppet, as we were corrected earlier from a texter.
Get it straight.
Get it right, lady.
Riley Gaines is not the only person that had thoughts on all of this, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, a lot of people were commenting on what Riley said, and apparently she was a former...
Competitive swimmer. So she swam for Kentucky.
Yeah, and so some people bring that up in their comments as well. So we figured who better to read these comments than Kermit the Frog.
Oh, nice.
Now... the robot version of Kermit, questionable if it really even sounds like him, but here we go. And you know what? Honestly, a lot of people are questioning if that was the real Kermit did the commencement speech because it's not the Kermit that we grew up with. It's a different voice actor. All right, so are you ready for the first comment about what Riley said about Kermit the Frog being the commencement speech?
Let's hear it.
Over at Maryland.
Jim Henson graduated from Maryland. He would go on to make millions being a creative individual and pushed puppetry to its limits. It took 5 minutes to research this. Anyone complaining should be embarrassed.
Or insulted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was questioning why, and it's like, well, Jim Henson is like a notable alumni from the University of Maryland. He met his wife at the University of Maryland. At least that's what I learned from Kermit the Frog.
Of course.
During his commencement speech.
Which was really good and very inspirational.
I enjoyed it, actually. Mm-hmm. I thought it was super fun. It's better than some of these boring commencement speeches you see.
I don't think the commencement speech is going to change anyone's life in that moment.
No one's going to go, I want a refund for my 4 years of college, although that would be nice.
All we got was the Swedish chef to speak at my college.
Well, if it was a culinary school, I think that'd be all right.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You know who else I just saw did one? Henry Winkler. The Fonz.
Oh, did he do it as the Fonz?
No, he did it as Henry Winkler, but it was very endearing. It was same kind of a thing, just sharing some fun anecdotes, some fun stories. And, you know, if I'm a student, I'd rather that than some boring professor.
I agree 100%.
Jim Henson was a student at the University of Maryland when he created Kermit the Frog. If any of you weren't complete f***ing morons, you'd know this is a great pick for a commencement speech.
I love that Kermit's cursing out Riley.
I mean, that's how riled up Kermit got.
Very upset about it.
they actually did honor one of the greatest innovators of all time in Jim Henson.
I mean, that's a very good point. I mean, and also, I mean, what is she saying? Like, then going down the veterans road, I'm like, okay, you're just...
We're reaching.
You're just trying to get some... You're trying to rally the troops. Yeah. Bad pun intended. But you know what I mean? Like, you're just trying to get people all fired up about this when they really don't need to be.
Stir in the pot when it needs not to be stirred.
Kermit must have swam better than her too, f***ing loser.
Okay. Oh, she didn't win. He's given fifth. A few people commented about that. Kermit sounds a little salty about that. We have one more comment from Kermit the Frog about Kermit the Frog doing the commencement speech. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kermit the Frog is just cool as f***. Like, bro, imagine in 20 years they get to tell the story of Kermit the f***ing Frog giving them a speech at graduation. I f***ing wish this happened at my university so damn bad. Imagine being upset by this.
Yeah, I don't get it, but also, I don't think you need to wait 20 years. 20 minutes from that thing, I'd be at the bar being like, can you believe that we just had Kermit the Frog do our commencement speech?
I mean, look at the two of us. Like, we couldn't remember who spoke at ours.
No.
You'll never forget that a member of the Muppets cast was your speaker.
And did you see the visual of what he's doing, the speech? They have like the over-the-shoulder shot, and it's like a sea of graduates as this green frog Muppet is doing it. I was like, this is amazing.
I'm here for it, and I support it, and I hope that they do more, you know, appearances like that for Mr. Kermit. He's just a legend.
What about Fozzie Bear?
Fozzie Bear would be great, too.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Diddy trial is going on right now, and through all of the awful stuff being brought up, something very odd was shared about Diddy breaking into someone's house and opening up their Christmas presents. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers. We know that many of you are just waking up and starting your day and sifting through everything that is happening out there in the world of pop culture can be quite overwhelming. So we're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Britney Spears received an official warning after she decided to light up a cigarette on her charter flight that was going from Cabo to L.A.
When I first saw this story, I honestly thought this was some kind of an SNL skit. I was like, what am I reading here? And it actually happened.
It really did happen, and it could be an SNL skit, honestly, because this is pretty wild. She said she thought that it was one of the planes that you can smoke on.
What plane are you allowed to smoke on anymore?
I don't think any plane.
Maybe like a private jet?
But she also did apologize. She said that it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. And she also said that she drank vodka for the first time on this plane. So I'm not sure what all to believe here.
Now, is it the first time she drank vodka or just the first time she drank vodka on that plane? Because I have a strong feeling that she's probably had a couple glasses of vodka in her life. Maybe not.
I mean, thoughts and prayers to our friend Britney Spears.
I was going
to
say, the story of Britney just continues where you're like, you kind of want to chuckle, but you also feel really bad for the poor girl.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like, there's just something not there. No. And it continues to get worse, it feels. All right. So, I don't know if you've been keeping up on what's going on with the P. Diddy, the Sean Combs trial that's going on. You know, he's facing some serious federal charges, racketeering, sex trafficking, coercion of women into drug-fueled sex parties that he called freak-offs. And he's pleading not guilty, but a recent thing was brought up. I mean, in a sea of just some serious stuff, this one, he's just like, what the hell? This guy is a monster on so many levels. Kid Cudi, or is it Kid Cudi?
I don't know.
Cootie Cutie. Okay. Anyways, he testified about things because he was dating Cassie Ventura, who's one of the people that's been testifying. She was a girlfriend of P. Diddy at one time as well. Apparently, at some point, Diddy had a moment where he broke into their home. He locked their dog in a bathroom. And then, this was during the Christmas time, he unwrapped all the Christmas gifts and then just left. He didn't take any of the gifts. Like, it's just full on, like, Grinch mode. Ugh. And I was like, you know, in a sea of all these stupid things and awful things he's doing, this is, what the hell's going on? Like, you know, I'm going to go over to your house. I'm just going to open up your Christmas gifts.
Going to ruin your Christmas.
Right? And screw you and your kids.
The Foo Fighters had to get some special permission for a show that's coming up on October 2nd. The show is in Indonesia.
Okay.
So they had to get permission to be able to swear on stage, drink on stage and smoke on stage because Indonesia, turns out, has very strict obscenity laws in place.
I love that these are non-negotiables that they needed to have a conversation. Like, yeah, we know we're not going to be able to get through a three-hour show without cursing, smoking, or drinking.
No chance. And so
now, are they allowed to impregnate people out of wedlock? Is that, that's okay,
I'm
right?
I'm going to say probably not.
Okay, fine.
But the authorities are working closely with the show promoter, saying that they just need to stay out of, like, you know, topics like race, religion, or cultural values, but all the other behavior that they want to do, the drinking, swearing, and smoking, will be allowed if they can avoid that other stuff.
So System of a Down is not getting invited, or Rage Against the Machine, probably not to perform over in Indonesia. Is that going to be one of their first concerts since all the, I mean, I know they've done some, a couple of little, like he's shown up with Nirvana and done some stuff, but is this like their first serious concert?
There's some, the show's in Japan and now Indonesia. They maybe have like five on the books so far.
And
but
we still don't know who the drummer's going to be.
No.
Have you seen the guy that's going viral for his crazy drumming? I always screw up how he L-S-P-R, I don't know.
How do you spell it?
I don't even know if I could spell it, but he's like this insane drummer that can pretty much play most drum parts with just one hand. He's on Instagram. Maybe it's because of my algorithms, but I see him all the time. But he's been doing every day an audition for the Foo Fighters. And it's so funny because he puts up these videos and he's a phenomenal drummer. And everyone's just like, you're way too overqualified.
Oh.
You're way too overqualified. But I was like, this guy would be pretty fun if he was the guy behind the kick.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed watching Primus, you know, do auditions for their new drummer. Maybe Foo Fighters would follow suit and do a big, you know, global search.
A lot of people thought this was going to be the guy that would get the Slipknot job, but they ended up going with the dude from Sepultura.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
He, do yourself a favor. Find his videos on social media, mostly on Instagram is where I see him, TikTok as well. He is lights out. Like, he makes you not want to ever play the drums again because he's just that good.
Like, I'll never be able to compare myself to that.
You son of a bitch. Look what you're doing with just one hand. I can't even do that with, like, two hands and maybe Taryn's hand helping me as well. Billy Joel, best wishes to him, man. I don't know if you heard about what's going on. Canceled a bunch of concert dates. He's been told not to perform for a little while because he's dealing with a brain disorder that's affecting his hearing, his vision, and his balance. So they're trying to figure out what's going on with that. The physical therapy is involved as well. But hopefully he's able to turn it around. He's one of those guys that I keep telling myself I need to go see live, and I don't know if it's not going to happen.
That, I never saw Billy Joel either.
And I wish I would have done the Billy Joel Elton John tours that they did, like, what they do, like 20 years of that, pretty much. Like, you kill two birds with one stone in that kind of situation.
The two goats.
Yeah.
There's a 29-year-old woman in Argentina who was injured when the ceiling collapsed during a screening of Final Destination Bloodlines.
Okay, this sounds like the premise to a Final Destination.
Like, of all the movies she could have been watching, it was that one. So they said that she didn't get hit in the head because of the way she was leaned over the armrest. So, like, thankfully she wasn't hit in the head. But she thought that the initial crash was part of the movie.
Oh, like a 4D experience?
Yes.
That's amazing.
But it sounds like she's going to be all right.
That's a pretty high-tech movie experience that involves on the roof collapses.
Kidding.
And have you ever heard of Buc-ee's?
Oh, I've been to Buc-ee's.
Okay, why do people love Buc-ee's as much as they do? Because it's in the news again.
Oh, when I visited my sister in Texas, that was like one of the things we had on our schedule of stuff to do was we got to go to a Buc-ee's.
That's funny because when I went to Texas for WrestleMania, all my buddies were like, we're going to Buc-ee's on Sunday. I'm like, I'm flying out on Sunday. I'm not going to be able to do it. And they were all like so thrown off that I was willing to fly home before going to Buc-ee's.
They have like hundreds of gas pumps inside. They have like home decor. They have jerky. They have everything you could possibly imagine. You know how Costco makes me overwhelmed?
Yes.
Buc-ee's makes me as overwhelmed as Costco, if not more.
Now, I'm bringing it up because they're now branching out of Texas. They're going to be they're opening up their first location in the Northeast and a couple of other places as well. And now people are starting up like conversation about we need a Buc-ee's here in Washington.
I mean, I think people would love it. I think people would like a Buc-ee's anywhere.
I do like that the story says Buc-ee's, the Texas-based convenience store and gas station known for its clean restrooms and signature snacks.
I mean, I don't remember the restrooms being clean, but they do have some pretty good snacks.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, would you like a shot at beating Steve today? This man has a record of 170 wins, 58 losses, and 39 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.